This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a classy motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Monday edition of The Big Thing. I'm Christian Harlow. Thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend. Nice weekend. Lovely weekend. You hugged your dog, cat, your cat people. I don't know. How do I know about you? I know you're watching the show, though, and that's a good thing. Or are you listening to the show? I hope that you're also listening to the show. Apple Podcasts, very important. If you didn't know already, if you can go and download this on podcast form, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere that podcasts are found, we would greatly appreciate it. I know that we don't do super chats here. We don't do the Streamlabs or the robots or any of that. We just rely on the podcast form here. So please go and do that. And don't forget, if you want to interact with the crew, you want to talk, you want to throw in those Schmobots, SEN Live is on the brand new SEN channel. The link is in the description. You can do that every morning, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. But today, I have a very special guest. She is my co-host on the Sith Council show. She is also the co-host on the FCL show every Tuesday on Twitch. Steph Sabraw is here.
Hello.
Hello. Is that like your new sign-in? I like that. Hello. It's like the Seinfeld. Hello.
Yeah, I'm like constantly from afar. Hello.
Just screaming across. Can anybody hear me?
You're an idiot. I'm an idiot. That's it.
Is that what people are saying to you?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, can we talk about this World Girl thing? The are you allowed to talk about it yet or not yet?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
So do you want to save it until it's on the air?
Yeah,
that's
we'll
fine.
See. Okay.
That's fine. We'll talk about it afterwards. But Steph was telling me this story of what happened, and I was just like, only her. Only you this happens to. But yeah, we want to make sure what's happening. Make sure you go on over and check out the World Girls. It's on the YouTubes. You should check it out. In the YouTubes. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, and you said dog or cat. Are you a dog or cat guy?
Dog.
But you don't have one.
I had one for a very long time. Oh. I had one for a very long time. I had one for about 12 years. Taz, he was a pug, he's like a little gremlin, but he was phenomenal. Kids want a dog. I want to get one. And Ellis and I were talking about it on the Friday show. And he's like, get a dog. I was like, who do you think's going to be watching that dog when I go on vacation, motherfucker? So you better be careful. He's going to have another one. So, we want to get one for sure. Nothing against cats or cat people. I just don't like them.
They just don't give you what you need for what you give them.
They don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit.
You know what's so funny about that is that we were just talking before we went on air about my 3.5-year-old and my 9-year-old. My 9-year-old is the dog. My 3.5-year-old is the cat.
Yeah.
Because the 9.5-year-old, the dog always wants to do the whole, hey, check me out. I'm doing a thing. Like, hey, what'd you think? And he's like, get away. It's such a good job. Good job. He's like, oh, but how now? What do we do? And the cat's like, when it's your turn to watch me, I'll let you know.
That's exactly how it is.
It's how it is.
And from what I know about her, that is how she moves.
She is like a cat. She just is like
face she does.
Yeah, you know, she'll walk over and she's just like, yeah, now it's time to pet me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have cat-like qualities sometimes. I think that's why I see her so much.
Because you see it?
Yeah.
I don't see that in you. I mean, I guess I don't know you that way.
Yeah, I think mostly probably in the category of men. When you ask how I'm doing, Christian, I'm like so good, except men are constantly shit.
Well, so wait a minute, though. So are you like that when you get into a relationship right away where you're looking for some shit?
No, I'm not looking for some shit. I'm not looking for shit. I'm just like hanging out, you know.
But a cat looks for some shit.
Okay, so maybe I'm not a cat.
That's the thing with cat. Cats are always looking for shit.
Yeah, maybe I'm like, I think I was a former cat.
Yeah.
I'm more of a happy dog now.
You're like a happy dog.
Yeah.
And you just want your belly pet.
Yeah, I don't want, why are you being mean? Why are you being rude? I'm going to leave.
You're going to leave. So You just finding the wrong owners. that's your problem. But
yeah, that's the problem.
That happens in the 20s, man. It happens. It happens. That's part of it, especially out in this town.
The guys out here.
It's both.
It is true. That's true. I will say that no one is, everyone wants something but isn't ready to do something.
It's you'll find the person when you're supposed to. It's such a cliche thing.
Want to date anyone right now. So, of course, I'm attracting assholes.
Right. Yeah, and then when you, but that's the thing though, I want nothing to do with anybody, and you're gonna get to a place where you're like, I don't want to get married, I don't want to have kids, I don't want to do that, and then you're gonna find somebody like, oh well, I want to have marriage and have kids with you. Like, I remember that happened to me. It certainly happened to Makuga. I remember when I was, because Makuga and I basically lived the same life just in different decades, right? And I remember, when I was going stand up full force, and I had many conversations with women where I was just like, I'm just not looking for.
Yeah.
But I was honest. I'm
like that too.
Yeah. See, I had a friend that was, I don't want to say dishonest, but like he'd play into like, oh yeah, yeah, we're like, yeah, we can go into the relationship. I'm down. And he's like, he wanted nothing to do with it. I'm like, just, you got it straight up, just up
top. It makes it so much better.
Easier, you know what it is.
So much more fun too, yeah, when you know that it's not going to be like that. But that's why I don't get why then someone gets attached and then they get mean.
Because then it's why you be straight up. Because this is like 2006, when I was dating, and I was with was one woman that said to me, she goes, I want to ask you a question before I come in. Are you seeing anyone else? I didn't hesitate. I said, yes, I am.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, well, I can't come in. I said, I respect that. I said, absolutely. That's cool. And we wound up still dating.
Yeah, because you were honest.
Honest. If because you get yourself into a trap and a trouble there, because if then you're a liar, because if they find out, then it's more explaining. It's like, I'm explaining right now. You asked me a question, that's the answer. That's it. And then I remember when I met my wife, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I was like, all right, she's pretty cool. I'll go out with her again. Let's talk. She's really cool. And then she said to me at one point after we were dating for a while, she's like, are you, what's your stance on marriage? When it was time, not like on the second date.
Yeah.
But like when, and I was like, look, I always felt that marriage was just a piece of paper. It's just like, why need? She's like, well, I am looking for marriage. I understand that's the case. That's how you feel. But I am looking for that. So if that's how you feel, then maybe this isn't. And I said, well, I got to make this decision now. Is this, do I want to stick by my mantra, or do I want to maybe go away from that because I don't want to lose her? So you got to make, that's the decisions you have to make in the moment.
When you meet the right people.
Right. You got to make it in the moment because you got to know. And I still had all those things like my stand-up comedy brain and everything's like, well, you're not going to be able to do everything you want to do.
Yeah.
If you make this decision. So you got to decide, which one do you want? Which road do you want to go down? That's the conversations that you get into with yourself that you have to figure out.
Especially in our career. But that's why I like you, Christian, because you make decisions that you know you have to say.
Right.
Like, you're not going to lie and say you didn't make a decision. You made the decision because you thought about it. And so you're okay being honest about
it. You have to be.
Yeah.
Because you just get yourself into so much crap if you're not. And that's not just relationships. That's business. That's anything. Because you've got to do that. Even if it's a tough answer, right? Even if it's the hard answer. And like, that's just what I'm saying to you is like, you'll get, and I remember Makuga telling me, I'm not getting married. I'm like, because hence the wild man. He was all over the place. And I said, you will. He's like, nah. Meets Amanda and he's like, oh, I really like her. I'm like, yeah, I know. And it's like, you'll have kids. Nah, I'll never have kids. He's going to have two before you know.
Yeah.
But it's just how it goes, and it is tougher, as we talked about before. It's tougher for women. As far as dating goes, because you can't go to a bar and order a drink, and if somebody, you walk by a guy and I walk by a woman, I say, hi, how's it going? She's like, hey, how's it going? And that's it. You do it. Oh, she wants to fuck me. Like, no, she's just saying hi, dude. She wants to get a mojito so she can go to the bar. It's like, that's the problem with every guy.
0 to 100.
100%. Guys, and especially drunk dudes.
Yeah.
Guys just sitting there like, and you walk by and you say, oh, hi.
Dude, she wants me.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Dude, you see all the drool coming out of her face? She found attractive. She found her shit attractive. Oh, yeah. What was it, Bill? Your Hawaiian shirt with your man tits hanging out?
Bill, she wanted you to get the bill.
That was it. That's right. That's the benefit of what you guys have.
Yeah, no, it is true.
You can play that up to where it's just like, you know, you can talk to Bill and you can get Bill to pay your bill.
Yeah, that's why I understand. Throughout my life, I've felt different about strip clubs and dancers. Yeah. And now I'm like, if men are going to want this, why wouldn't women who are talented at dancing do this? It's business.
It's a business. If you're comfortable with it, you can do it. I don't believe in putting people down for that particular choice that they're, well, she's a stripper. She just made about $1,000 last
night.
You're
the goof.
Right. And it's, I've never been into strip clubs. It's just because I think we talked about it last time. It's just, to me, it's like you leave more hard up than you did when you walked into the place.
With no money.
It's true. It's just like, and you always feel like such a douche when you walk in there too. Like, because oh no, here she comes. Here she comes. And you get to that point, you're like, no, but do you want to? No. And they go, why are you here? To listen to the music at the jukebox. Right, well, do you want to buy a Coke? Yeah. How much? $6,000 for a Coke?
We're going to get out of
here. We're going to leave. And it's always when you walk in you walked into that place, the strippers will be all over you.
I need to do, we got to give that a whirl. Well, they would never let us film, but.
Depends on the strip club. Yeah, if you call the club, they probably would. But it's like you would, if you walked in there, what you do is you want to crash the internet is if all three you do it like, and you know, you don't dress in the material, you dress how you dress, but doing like a dance.
Oh yeah, like learning how to do it straight up. Yeah, that would be fun.
Pole dancing, no joke, man.
No joke.
Like that's a workout. Fuck VR.
Oh my, I can't even do a pull up. How am I gonna climb a pole?
I mean,
those heels?
No. Are you kidding me? Like it's like when people say wrestlers aren't real athletes.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
He just jumped off the ceiling.
He did a move and he landed on his feet and he flipped. And the same thing with the stripper. She just spun like Neo, and that's athleticism.
Yeah,
they have like cut up abs. You'll get your occasional strippers, the men and women who look like they just showed up from the barbecue. Chicken wings still in their mouth.
Yeah,
they're just
some cilantro.
Yeah, she's just like, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm just kind of like a bet. And you always feel bad. It's just like, that's the one that wants to dance with me. that's the one that wants
to
give me.
Actually, now that I think about it, yeah that's
that makes sense. Okay. Come on, Ursula, let's go.
Ursula.
She's. Was that her stripper name? That was her real name. Yeah. She was named Ursula. Oh, man.
Yeah. Queen of the sea.
Man. Anyway, so yeah, I was telling you, I went to, had a nice vacation last week. I went to this town, which was great. And that was another thing I was telling Steph. So don't worry, for the big thing, we get into all things of pop culture, by the way. We'll talk about, there's some movies. We'll talk about TV shows we watched and things too. And music that I've been listening to, I have just repeating. On my phone has been Run the Jewels. I've been like listening over and over and over again. But I was telling Steph, I went to Carmel by the Sea, which is pretty close to San Francisco for those people who aren't familiar with it. But we drove up for, we were supposed to drive for two nights. We only stayed for one. Because we stayed, the short story is we went to Solvang, California, which is this little Danish town that it was built as like a Danish town, authentic. And we get there. Loved it. Kids loved it. We're like, oh, we don't want to leave. We're only staying one night because it was like a stop-off place. Then we drive another 3.5 hours to Carmel by the Sea. Great, beautiful drive, scenic, all that stuff. Hotel we stayed at. I'm not going to blast the hotel itself because they were really accommodating towards the end of it. So I don't want to call them out because the manager was really nice. But it was a disaster. We get there. The room itself was as if we were staying. My wife said it was like in a, like, our grandmother's basement. It was, ceilings were so low. If I would have done VR in that room, I would have broke my wrist, my hand, my elbow. You know, it was just low, these rooms. And then there were people like having like they're supposed to shut the pool off at like 6. People were jumping in the pool at 9, 10 o'clock at night. There's the restaurants, like an hour to get the food. It was not great. And normally wouldn't care if it was like a Marriott or a Holiday, but this was like a nice place. We're supposed to say, it's like we wanted to spoil ourselves, do a little luxury thing, and it was not a luxury thing. And there's no elevators in this place, right? So you had to go from the parking lot all the way up. And I'm carrying bags upon bags upon bags. So I'm listening to music the whole way through. So Run the Jewels is consistently going. So I was telling Steph, there is nothing less intimidating or hard than somebody who's walking to Run the Jewels and you're just like, yeah, I'm feeling like I'm like a badass. Hood goes up. I grab a portable potty, diaper bag. I don't have kids with diapers anymore, but I have a diaper bag with a bunch of stuff in it. Like a, I think it was like a fancy Nancy doll hanging out the side. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Introducing Zaddy 3000.
It's like, I am a hard motherfucker.
And I are. Run the Jewels, daddy time.
I tweeted it out. I was like, there's nothing like that says you are not tough than that. And I'm walking through, but I kept walking through, but I was laughing my ass off thinking about it as I'm making these various trips. But to answer, we just realized it's not worth it. The city was, the town was great, Carmel. We went to the beach. We walked around with the kids. We ate this amazing restaurant. I had like this, my wife had this crunchy kind of Thai salad that was chicken salad. It was amazing. But my daughter and I shared a shrimp scampi, and we had like some crab cakes, and it was delicious, and good everything order. Was good. But then we're just like, let's go back to Solvang. Let's just go back to Solvang and hang out, see if the hotel is available. And they did. They had the same rate that we had.
The Dutch town.
The Danish town. So we just drove back. And it was like, and I didn't mind doing the drive again, the 3.5 hour drive, because
it was on the way down.
It was on the way, but it was also a really nice drive. And the kid and my 3.5-year-old, who's been basically locked in quarantine for 2 years or a year and a half or whatever it was, has never really seen a lot of this stuff. We're driving through the fog around the mountains, seeing the ocean, like cows and horses. And she's, as you know, super funny.
So funny.
We start playing a game where I said, every time we see a red car, I want you to scream something out, right? So I was like, and I told her, I said, Maisie, every time you see a red car, scream, it stinks, right? So we see a red car, she goes, it stinks! And she's screaming it from the back. My wife's like, what's she screaming? I don't know. And it stinks!
Oh, I can't. I didn't even think about that. She's missed critical years outside. You take the 405?
We took, so the first drive we took there, my wife wanted to go. She didn't, we forgot that the 101, because the 101 here, it's just like.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe. It's electrified. Boogie, woogie, woogie. So you can boogie, woogie, woogie into the forest. Boogie. Boogie, woogie, woogie through the mud. Or boogie, woogie, woogie to work, where you boogie, woogie, woogie down the hall to your boss's office to tell him you quit. Sure got the boogie. Then you boogie, woogie, woogie to the elevator as he boogie, woogie, woogies after you, begging, please, take me with you. Boogie. The electrified Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe. Learn more at Jeep.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's stone. You
don't
know,
it's inland.
You don't see shit. But the 101, if you keep going up north, you start to see the water. But we forgot about that. So I start taking the 101. She's like, no, I want to see the coast. So I got on the 101 south and started going, driving up the coast, which added another 45 minutes to start the trip. But it was fine because we looked at the water. We went to Santa Barbara. We ate in Santa Barbara. It was, and then that would just, it's a lot of it, basically just the 101 the whole way through. And then we did the same thing on the way back. It was just the 101. Kids got better on the, well, my oldest is fine in the car, but the little one was a disaster on the way, but then settled into it.
Yeah, it takes time. I remember my first road trips. I was like, what the hell is this?
She loved it.
This is hell to sit in a car for that long. And then you start to get the gag. You know what game you need. Yep. You know what music you need. And you know how to fuck with your family. And then it's funny.
If I never hear Kristen Chenoweth sing.
Let It Go.
No.
Oh.
She sings on this Strange Magic, which is a George Lucas animated thing that they did in 2015 that we can talk about in a second. And she's like, baby, you're the one. Bam, 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 bam. And she does this operatic version of it. And I've heard this song, Steph, so I hear it in my nightmares now. And the Strange Magic music. And this is, and again, another story about the 3.5-year-old that you will love. So when she goes, she wants to nap now in the car. So you know what she does? Mm. Everybody needs to shut the fuck up. And I'm talking no music. I'm talking nobody can say anything. like, it's the Empress is about to go to sleep now. Shut the fuck up. So she goes,
the audacity is amazing.
She goes, nobody talk. And we go, why? I'm sleeping now. And I go, well, no music? No music. And my poor 9.5-year-old goes, hey, guys, I got this in the Netherlands. Bibby! No talk. She's like, I just cleared the board.
And we're just a drill sergeant.
And we look at each other. We go, just let the fucking, don't say anything. Let her fall asleep. She falls asleep and her head's bobbing around, falling to the side. Really, she's out, right? But like, she's just like, she's a little empress.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're too exhausted.
Like, yeah.
We're just too exhausted. I was like, you know what? Just fucking fine.
The problem is she's found the genius of getting what you want is to be kind of funny.
She's funny. And that's it. She's funny. She's cute. And she has great hair. She got Gene Hackman
great
hair.
Great hair.
Yeah, she had great hair. Like Gene Wilder.
The whole thing. She just has, I don't know, moxie.
Like, she does. Like, I'm telling you, right before we started shooting the show, I walk into my bedroom and she's laying on my king size bed, just sprawled out like the Big Lebowski, like just laying there watching like the Lion Guard. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, shrugs. She's like, you know,
I don't know.
I got it. It's
waiting,
like, you know,
for the people to come.
You don't worry about what I'm doing. You go do your show. Go make the money for the house. So that way we had the Disney Plus done get canceled. And I got my, I got that. I got the fancy Nancy. This morning she does like loops in the living room listening to Strange Magic again this morning. So Strange Magic was a movie that came out. And Ellis and I started briefly talking about this the other day, and I figured we'd just talk about it today. It was like the project. Yeah.
Is it with Sandra Bullock?
No.
Practical Magic.
Stranger Magic is an animated movie. It was George Lucas's like first movie away from after he sold Star Wars. I think so.
It
came out in 2015, but it was 2015. So he already sold Lucasfilm. Okay. So I don't know if they did it with him or what it was, but it was George Lucas's movie that he did. And I remember at the time, I still haven't watched, Ellis and I said we were going to watch the review. I remember not liking it because I thought that they use a lot of popular music that the characters are singing. I had an issue with it at the time. But then this was before Trolls. Like, did you ever see Trolls?
Yeah.
So Trolls did all that and did it really well.
Yeah, they did.
And my daughters, both of them, the 9.5-year-old and the 3.5-year-old, are obsessed with this movie right now. Obsessed with it. It's a good movie for kids. It really. It's on Disney Plus, and I think that revisited, it was a little bit ahead of its time. But I know the soundtrack. Like, I can bleed the soundtrack right now. Which I've known. It's so they because to hear because that what's that Kelly Clarkson song, the "What Doesn't Kill You Make You Stronger"?
Oh,
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yeah. So that's in there. And this morning the 3.5-year-old goes, Dad, sit down. And I go, okay. She goes, I'm gonna put on a show.
Come here.
And she goes, hit the magic. So I hit the magic and she starts doing a "What Doesn't Kill You Make You Stronger." She's moving around in a circle. She knows she goes to the beat. I think she's gonna be a dancer because she like throws her arms up at the right time and she moves around. She does like a spin.
Rock star.
It's crazy. And then the stuff with her is that I love her language. Like it's like the way that she maneuvers the English language. Like she the other day she said something because I left her on the toilet by accident and I forgot that she was on the toilet. She was on the toilet. She had to reproduce. So she's on the toilet.
I left her on the toilet.
I left her on the toilet and she's because I thought she was playing with her toys and she's like, Dad. I'm like, relax. I'm like, I'll watch you play your fucking doll game in a second. I'm like, give me a break. I'm like, I'll be there in a second. So I leave her for a second. I get the phone. Go, Dad. I'm like, I'll watch you in a second. And she's like, come here. I need help. I'm like, all right. So I walk in the living room. She's not there. I go, what the? Oh, my God. I left her on the toilet. So I walk in, and she's, like, sitting there on the toilet. And I go, oh, my God, I left you. She goes, like, it's all right, Dad. And then I go, oh, Maisie, I'm so sorry. She goes, I give you. Like, it's her own language. I knew exactly what she meant. That's why I don't understand. When everybody breaks chops about everybody else, like, when you say, if you go, me and Steph, it's Steph and I. You know who the fuck I was talking
Christian.
About.
Christian. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get into battles with people about this. I say, what is language for? To depict an emotion. is the emotion, did you get what I meant?
You know what I meant.
You knew what I meant. Why are you asking?
Because they want to show that they're smarter. They want to show that they're smart. Like,
language
it's,
is just
it's
a
you
tool.
And I.
It's not the actual
It's you
thing.
And I. Now, I understand if you say, I'm going to say, plus foot fat. What? What the fuck did you just say?
That you I, show.
Yeah, sir. You know, sap, boof, deep, zip, whoop. Then at that point, you go, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you know, we went, me and Ralph, we were down
the
block.
It was upside down. You mean it was backwards? Okay.
Did you get what I was saying? You clearly did because you pulled the word that you wanted to say. Yeah. So when she says, I give you, no asshole, it's forgive.
Oh, you mean forgive?
You know, you dummy. When you say that to a 3.5-year-old, you wouldn't say that to a 3.5-year-old. Well, but you should know better. No, you should think you know better.
You should understand what
you
I'm
should
saying.
Know what the hell I'm saying. I've been watching Heat too much. Watched Heat. Have you ever seen Heat?
With Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah. Sandra Bullock is in everything?
And Melissa McCarthy.
That's the Heat. That's the Heat. Sandra Bullock is in everything. Hey, have you seen The Godfather with Sandra Bullock?
You know that Sandra Bullock flick?
You know that Sandra Bullock flick? I guess it's a good guess because like she was in Heat. It's like, hey, you ever seen that with Sandra Bullock? No. She was not in Apocalypse Now.
The Proposal?
Yeah, Proposal. Heat. Do you like action movies or crime movies? Or not
I'm
really.
I'm starting to
are
get
you girl,
more
you more girly stuff?
No. I like thrillers and mysteries and comedies.
You got to watch Heat.
Okay.
So have you heard of it?
Yes. Okay. Who's in it?
I've heard of the word Heat. You knew what I meant.
Bruce Willis?
No.
Okay.
Keep going.
Nicolas Cage?
No.
John Travolta?
No.
What era?
A 90s. Mid-90s.
Mid-90s. Okay.
Let's see.
I don't... Vin Diesel.
No.
The Heat.
You got to get somebody.
Heat.
You got to get somebody, because then I'll start to tell you what
can
the
I
plot
have
is.
Can I have a clue?
It takes place in the mid-90s.
Okay. Who else was... Brad Pitt.
No.
Leonardo.
No.
I don't know.
I do impression of one of them. On the show in SCN.
Oh, Robert De Niro?
Yes.
Okay.
And who else?
I got one. Okay.
Who else do I have an impression of? That wasn't even the one I was going for. I don't really even do a De Niro
you
that
do
much.
You do or De Niro?
I do do. You do do.
You do do.
You do do.
I know.
Come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get it together. Fuck. Five.
What's his name?
You're an announcer on FCL.
JT.
Come on. Son of a woman. Let's go. You are young. That
I
is
don't
why
know the name.
Godfather.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, it's Pacino.
It's Pacino.
Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Val Kilmer, Tom Sizemore, Danny Trejo, Natalie Portman.
All in this movie.
All in this movie. This movie is...
I missed a lot.
I might give you... and if you lose this movie, I'm coming after you. But I might let you borrow it. Even though it's on, do you have Stars at home?
Maybe.
Or Amazon?
It's on Stars.
Yeah, it's
I
on
can
Stars.
Rent it.
Yeah, I mean, you can borrow it. You got a Blu-ray player, yes?
Maybe not.
Forget it. Just rent it.
Forget about it.
This movie, I watched it again the other night and talked about it with Ellis briefly. It was Michael Mann, 1995. It's a straight up crime thriller, but it's fantastic. And it's so that's, I'll pitch it to you.
Okay.
And you tell me if you want to watch it.
Okay.
To be honest. So is this crew led by Robert De Niro, and they're master thieves, right? And they go for the big scores. They've been hard criminals. They're not like just ripping off liquor stores. They go for the main scores, and it starts off with like this bank heist or it's this armored truck heist that they do. They take down the score. Something kind of happens inside of the heist where they normally one of their crew members kind of screws up.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, successful. Pacino runs the cops side of it who start hunting down De Niro's squad. This is the first time De Niro and Pacino have ever been on camera together. They were in Godfather 2, but De Niro played a young, a younger version of his dad.
They're opposite teams.
They're opposite teams. So Pacino runs the cop squad. De Niro runs the criminal squad, and it's basically once Pacino first is investigating them and then finds out who they are, and then starts to trail them and do all this stuff. And then De Niro catches on that Pacino's onto him. So it's like this cat and mouse kind of game. And then there's this legendary scene where the first scene that they've ever been together on film, De Niro and Pacino are at this cafe and they're having this whole conversation about realizing, okay, look, this is what you do. And Pacino says to him, he goes, you ever think about having a regular life? And De Niro goes, the fuck is that, barbecue and ball games? He's like, no, how about you? He's like, me? Nah. He says, what, more like your life? He goes, my life. My life's a disaster. And he goes into the whole thing talking about, like, because he's always on the hunt, and his relationship, his stepdaughter is Natalie Portman. He's on his third marriage because he's so going after the criminal on every single thing. And De Niro is like, it's fantastic.
I'm in.
It's a great, great movie.
That sounds
one of my favorites.
I don't know how I've missed that.
I mean, there's so much shit out there. There's so many movies out there that it's like.
Also, my parents aren't movie people. Like, now they are. All they do is watch movies. But when we were growing, no.
It's probably a good thing, though. The opposite, the reason I probably am into movies is because of my dad. My dad would take me to the movies every week, no matter what was out. Like, we would just pick something. And it was like, and if it was shit, it was shit. It was like,
that's so nice.
I remember seeing Color of Night with my dad, which is a Bruce Willis movie. It is I think it's Bruce Willis's penis shot or something.
Jeez, like, this man has a movie of
he's got everything. It is not a good movie, but I remember seeing that. I've seen everything with my dad. I remember we would go, didn't matter what it was. Like, yeah, you want to see that new one? It would be like, you want to see that new Nick Cage flick? Julia Roberts got a new one. You want to see that one? All right, what's next? Oh, you know, who's out there? Oh, Billy Crystal's in something. I would see something every week with somebody. And it was because it was like, okay, every week there was something out.
Yeah.
And we would just let's go to the movies. Because it was before streaming, it was before any of that stuff. So if we wanted to go see something, the movie theater was right down the street from our house. So we'd go and we'd check it out. And that's kind of how I guess I got my
into it.
I think so. And why I knew a lot about movies, because especially the 80s and 90s, I know a lot about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, recently, it's been harder to catch
That's
up.
My blind spot. Yeah. And it's so hard for a movie to be bad, where you don't want to be in the theater.
Yeah. It's, I mean, they exist.
They do.
They definitely 100%,
exist. 100%.
But, so you're going, especially if you're spending, like, time with your mom and your dad, and you're going there, too. Like, it's so funny. I have this conversation with my mother all the time. She does not believe that she took me to see my first rated R film, which was Beverly Hills Cop, right? Because if you know my mother, it is very, she wouldn't let me watch like Three's Company, like these sitcoms. She wouldn't let me watch stuff when I was younger because of she certainly wouldn't take me to see an Eddie Murphy movie where there's cursing and stuff like every other second. But I think what happened was we went to see a movie together because it was rare that I saw movies with my mom. But we went and she took me to see it, and I don't think she spent the money on it. I think she wanted to leave. I just remember it so clear, being there with her on it, and it was my first rated R film, and she just, to this day, I didn't take you to see that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
She blocked it out.
She blocked it. She's like, no, that didn't happen. And I was like, she goes, I remember taking you to see Karate Kid. That one I remember, because then I made you wash my car afterwards. So
not that Beverly Hills Cop.
Not the Beverly Hills Cop. I wouldn't take you to see that. And that was probably your father. It's like, no, it wasn't my father. My father took me to see. He took me to see Vision Quest, which I thought was my first rated R movie, but that didn't come out until 85.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen Vision Quest either.
Not a lot of people have, but okay. That's another one. That one, I don't know if I could get you on board with, but I want to see a remake of that movie. That
why?
One is
why? Because you think it could be done better now?
No, it's just very 80s.
Oh.
And it is Matthew Modine and what the hell was her name? Linda Fiorentino and Ronnie Cox, who's also in Beverly Hills Cop. But it's the story of this guy. He's on the wrestling team. It's definitely a dude-ish movie, right? And he's on the wrestling team, and he fights at a heavier weight, and he's got to drop down to a lower weight, but that's very hard for him to do because of his body type, and like he starts getting nosebleeds because of it, but he wants to do it because he wants to go wrestle this guy Shoop, who is the undefeated kind of the guy. But as he's training, they meet this woman, Linda Fiorentino, who's this kind of rogue woman who's been kind of going to the town. A dad winds up helping her out at a bar or something and staying with him. He falls for her, and it's like, you know, mixed with a love story plus the fact trying to go down. I watched it recently, and my wife was like, what the hell is this? And she's a big 80s movie fan. But that one, I'm not going to say. Steph, you got to watch Vision Quest.
I do love. I just watched. That reminded me of Warrior. I watched that during quarantine
Warrior's
for the first
great.
Time. Oh, my God.
Very, very different movies.
But, I know, yeah. But you said wrestling and fighting.
Look, I love Vision Quest, but like I said, it's about. Do you like 80s movies? You like the genre?
No, I've missed that era. Dorina's trying to get me on to watch. If you have suggestions.
Does she want you to watch?
I don't even know what they're called. I've seen the Goonies. Okay, I like Goonies. Love the Goonies. Because every creator wanted to be a kid in the Goonies who found a map.
Dorina has pretty good 80s movies taste. Yeah. So I'd probably. Gremlins? Should you recommend that one? Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
So she's got to be.
I've seen Ghostbusters because of Dan because of the cast. Like, okay. I love the SNL cast.
Okay. Yeah. Then you should absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's a. If you're looking for comedies, for sure, the 80s, there's tons to watch. But look, I got something else for you guys, because you're talking about all this streaming stuff. You're talking about everything that you can do. ExpressVPN, you guys have heard about it on The Big Thing. If you've been listening to this show or watching this show, you know about ExpressVPN, because if you have ever read a fine print at all, you ever read that fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? What it says is that your activity might still be visible to your employer, to your school, or your internet service provider. How do they even call that incognito? That is not what incognito means. To really stop people from seeing the sites that you visit, you need to do what I do and what everyone else does, and that is using ExpressVPN. You got to think about all those times that you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, at a hotel, or even at your parents' house. Without ExpressVPN, every single site that you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. I mean, do you really want your parents to see everything that you're looking at? Yes, I'm talking to you. What's more, your home internet provider, I'm talking Comcast or AT&T or whatever, they can also see and record your browsing data. And in the U.S., they're legally allowed to sell that data to advertisers. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all of your network data, and it reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays just that. It's private. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, and it is super easy to use. The app literally has just one button. You tap it to connect, and your browsing activity is secure from prying eyes. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/SEN. Use our link at expressvpn.com/SEN and get those 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/SEN and learn some more. I've been revisiting some of those movies. I watched Heat. You know what else I started doing a rewatch on? Sopranos.
I've never seen Sopranos.
Ever?
No, I want to do a full watch before the movie. Oh shit, Steph.
You got it. Did you love the trailer?
Yeah, I did.
So good.
I can imagine if I had watched the show, I'd be even more pumped about it. But I've seen like an episode, and it was so clear that it was an excellent show. I need to sit down and actually commit to it.
Just watched the pilot again last night. So I'm rewatching the entire series.
Okay, then I'm going to start.
Go.
And then we can talk about it
on the show.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so when you get into... So right now, episode one, I'll give you a breakdown of what happens in episode one. And like, so as you're watching it, you'll say, okay, and then that way I don't spoil episode two for you. So, and this is something that we'll be rewatching and revisiting Sopranos for those people. If you watched The Many Saints of Newark, which I've watched that trailer... so many times I feel like I'm watching a Star Wars trailer. Like it is easily my most anticipated movie of the year.
No way.
I think so. Or even over Dune. I was about to ask you about Dune in the 80 movies. Yeah, I think because of the way I was intrigued by it before the trailer came out. His son, holy shit, his son is that. Not only was like, okay, well, it's Gandolfini's son. I was like, that's young Tony. That really seemed like young Tony. It'll mean so much more to you when you
see it.
Once I see
it. Yeah.
So the first episode of Sopranos, you're rewatching. I mean, I've seen the series many times, but like I haven't rewatched it in so long. So revisiting the pilot again, it starts off with him and do you know the overall premise of the show?
Yeah, with his therapist.
His therapist. So he's sitting there and he's telling what's gone down, and he had a panic attack. And like mobsters can't go to therapists, like they can't do that. They can't. But he had a panic attack, and he's in his pool, and these ducks came in, and they put him at ease, and he saw this family of ducks, and he was so excited to show his family the ducks, and they show this whole family dynamic of everything that's going on. But they show both of his family dynamics. They show the family of his actual family, and then they show the mob side family, and they go into the history. And it's funny, after you watch that trailer, of the new movie, and you see these little things that happen. He's got a varsity jacket on in the trailer. His uncle says his uncle's in the shot for 1 second, played by Corey Stahl in the new trailer, mm-hmm. who was in Ant-Man and a lot of other things. But he plays Junior, who's his uncle. And his uncle, he even says to him, he says in the trailer, how many times I played fucking catch with you? How many times I did this? And he says, my uncle was a good guy. He did this. He played this with me. He was there. He did. And you see him briefly in the trailer, but his uncle, and he said, but my uncle also said to me, I never had the body for a varsity athlete. And that's going to play into it. And the fact that you see there's so much that plays into this guy's psyche and what's happening, even watching that trailer, the new trailer, and watching that pilot, you're like, yeah, he's like, he was kind of brought into this life and he wanted to do other things. He says he went to, in the pilot, he says, I went to college for like a semester and a half, you know, and then he was always kind of called to this life. And like,
so this is his son playing him
playing
before
Tony.
He became
the mob boss. Yeah, he becomes the Don in New Jersey eventually, right? And like, and his uncle, so it was the Sopranos were part of the DeMeo crime family, mm-hmm. which is where, and so I think that's who Ray Liotta plays. I think Ray Liotta plays old man DeMeo.
Okay.
So the
mob boss
the main guy in Jersey. I think that's, so he's in jail. He's in that scene at the very end where he's like, you know, and your nephew, stay away from him. Like Ray Liotta at the end. I'm pretty sure he plays old man DeMeo. There's some, you really need to watch. Like people are like, oh, should I watch the series first or should I just go into the movie? Watch the series first because there's going to be throwbacks to some of the characters.
I'll make it more fun.
Yeah, like Silvio Dante is in it. Silvio Dante is one of my favorite characters. He's got like a De Niro thing, but he's like, you know, Tone, there's a lot of stuff that we got to do. We got to go here. Oh, we got to go there. And he does, I'm sorry for being the bearer of bad news. And he does this thing.
I love how with Italian mob movies, we are totally okay and happy to recycle the same actors for every single character.
Well, this guy wasn't. Steven Van Zandt was, he's part of Bruce Springsteen's band.
Oh, I thought he was in Goodfellas. Like,
no, not Steven Van Zandt. Paul, the guy who plays Paulie Walnuts was in, I think he was briefly in Goodfellas.
Okay,
like briefly.
Well then I'm thinking probably my mind's going to Ray Liotta.
You're not wrong.
But
that's the thing. Ray Liotta was supposed to be in Sopranos TV series, but I think he passed on a role. He was not in a lot of gangster movies because he's got this big, obviously iconic role as Henry Hill, which they throw a Henry Hill reference in the pilot.
I caught that in the pilot.
He's like, what are you going Henry Hill on me?
Yeah.
And he grabs Christopher by the neck. But you're not wrong. There's a lot of like the side characters that are thrown into these movies that you see 1,000 times over but there's Joey Diaz is going to be in this movie. How he's never been in The Sopranos, I have no idea. I think he said he auditioned for it once, but he's going to be in it. I am so psyched for this movie. Like it is, and it comes out on my birthday.
No way.
Yeah. So like I got my wife last night. If I would have told her to take a pile of horse shit and sniff that or watch The Sopranos with me, she might have taken the horse.
No way.
She won't watch The Sopranos. I'm not interested in that. But for my birthday, she's got to watch the movie.
Oh,
so
is that the deal?
Yeah, that's the deal.
What day is it?
October 1st.
So you're a Virgo?
Libra. Yeah.
October 1st, not far away at all.
No, it's right around the corner. So, and because what I was bummed at, I started doing some more research and heavy and deep dives on the Sopranos stuff, the movie. It was supposed to come out March of this year before COVID, which was a bummer.
But not that big of a delay, but yeah.
It's still a delay. Yeah, it's been a while, but that trailer just caught fire, man. Like, and the trailer is so good. I cannot wait for that movie, but I am looking forward to Dune.
I'm really looking forward
What's
to Dune.
What's the deal now with Dune? When is it coming out? I know that
they haven't announced a date. I think it's
October.
September.
October. See, no one knows anymore because it's moved so many different times. I mean, there's people who will be watching this and will comment whether you're live chatting or putting it in the comments. And by the way, everybody who's watching this, drop a comment in YouTube. I will respond to them. I've been going through all the comments and responding, so make sure you do that. Click the like button. Another reminder, though, for everybody, and I'm going to continue to do this. I know it's exhausting, but I have to do it. We don't do Streamlabs. We don't do Super Chats. We don't do any of that because you guys have asked for it. The pure conversation shows. I don't disagree with you. I love doing them. That's why I've been doing all these. It's been hard to do because it's kind of played into a lot of the other work I have to do, but I really enjoy doing the conversations. We've been able to do it, but in order to keep doing it, we need you guys to download those podcast episodes. I did a poll and I asked people, I said, you know, how are you listening? Is it YouTube, podcast, both? And it's still majority YouTube. I need you guys to do both. Like, in order to keep this show going, please go to the podcasts and subscribe to the Big Thing Podcast. Same thing for SEN. SEN does have its own podcast feed. It is available. It's the SEN feed. Sith Council has its own feed. But this show, subscribe to the podcast feed, download the episodes. Trying to think what else it was. What other movies were really taught? But yeah, I did that one. Dune.
Yeah.
So Dune comes out. That one I think is going to be this, like, where Star Wars, where we talk about every Friday, obviously, is a mixture where kids can love it and adults love it, yeah. Right? Dune's going to be like the Star Wars for adults.
Yeah. What's Christian's view on Timothy Shyamalan?
I like Shyamalan. I think he dances too much, but I like Shyamalan. Like, Shyamalan.
What do you mean?
He does this like weird kooky like dance like all the time. Like every movie he's in, he always does some weird dance. Like he did it in Little Women. He does it.
He did do it in Little Women.
Always does it. He always does it like weird dance, and it's like, I do like him though. I think he's a really good actor. He doesn't annoy me. Why do people get annoyed by him now?
I'm always curious because I think I've noticed guys are like, I think he's a good actor, but I'm confused about how every woman loves Timothy.
He's confident.
Yeah, that must be it. So I'm always just curious about that. But I want to see his movie, The King, on Netflix.
Oh, right. That one's out too. I've never seen that one. Yeah. But yeah, but that goes back to it. It's very similar to what we were just talking about before with honesty and everything too. It's a confidence. Like that's the
confidence
thing that guys
is so sexy.
But that's what guys have that women, like, that it's the difference, right? Is that I've known many dudes that look like their heads got smashed in with a hammer, but they were so confident. Yep. They pulled women like it was going out of style because it's a confidence thing. It's like if you own who you are, know who you are, and you're funny, right, and
oh
you can throw
gosh,
some jokes,
yeah.
You're in.
Yeah.
You're in. And don't – it's like because you start to play into that. Like if you play into those insecurities by not being real, women can smell that shit from a mile
100%.
away. 100%. Yeah.
It's so – people ask all the time, like, I'm not – confident, like, how, and I'm more shy when I'm talking to women. How does that, like, what can I do? And it's like, you have to start liking yourself.
You just gotta own it.
Yeah. You gotta like yourself and own that about you.
It's very similar to stand-up comedy, because it was one of the reasons why I think that I did well when I did stand-up, because you've gotta, that is the most vulnerable you can be, because you are, there's no, like, when acting or anything else, you are, you have other people to rely on. If you drop a ball and someone picks
their
it up
lines,
and they run, they
their shot.
But whether it's acting or anything else, you are by yourself in stand up. So if they always say, and I agree with it, the audience within 15 seconds will know if they want to root for you or not. You can get them on your side if they're not right away, but they'll know right away. 15 seconds, they're like, okay, I'm in, because you've got to own that energy. It's the same thing when you go up and talk to somebody. Like if I approach you at a bar and I say to you, "Hi, you know, I saw you," you're like, ugh. But if it's just like you walk up, it's just like, "Hey, what's your name? How are you?" And it's like, well, even if you're in a mood, if you're like, what you don't understand is women are getting, they're like a linebacker just trying to get people out of the way, right? Because it's like enough until. You, and that can be intimidating people because you're like, oh God, she's exhausted by everybody else. I just want to say hi. And you, and the goal is have the conversation. Talk like, okay, this guy isn't a weirdo. This is just supposed to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then you're like, then you're in the middle of it. And you're like, okay, I actually enjoy talking to this person.
If you have genuine intentions.
Yes.
If you actually want to talk to someone, we will feed right. off that energy.
Yeah. And look, some people, men and women, are assholes.
100%.
You might walk up, you might approach someone and say, okay, well, I'm going to be confident. And they just might be a dick and say, I don't want to talk to you. Get here. That certainly happened to me.
Like, you have to, like, comedy has to be rule. Like, yeah. Everything has to be funny. All the, like, this is why I don't get offended when people say shit to me or do shit, because I'm like, it's funny.
Right.
You don't like me? That's funny. Okay.
You don't like me? Hey, you
it's
know.
Funny.
Right. But it's also. But
jokes on you.
Jokes on you. And that's it. So it all plays into it. And I think that it plays right back into Tony Soprano. Tony Soprano was...
I can't wait to find out more lessons from Tony.
Tony Soprano pulls so many women. And he pulls so many women, and you're like, but you understand why. A, he's super powerful. B, he's super confident. But he's not a good dude. It's like that was,
I do know.
But that was one of the things that was so revolutionary about The Sopranos in general, right? Was the fact that people now, yeah, Breaking Bad had a lead actor that was a bad dude. You know, Sopranos was like the first series, and I know there's probably other ones out there, but the first one that really popped where the bad guy was like the main guy that you're following, because that has to be intimidating for executives to approve. He's like, wait, the mobster is the main guy that we're going to be following every week on the show? Because it's not like today with streaming. Streaming is like, okay, here's the show. Okay, you get a whole bunch of shows and a whole bunch of episodes and go. Like this, there was a pilot that they had to shoot first for this thing and get it approved. Because even Jamie Lynn Sigler, you know, is the actress who plays Meadow Soprano. She had a nose job, because like you see her in the first episode and like she's very different looking in the first episode, and then the second episode.
No way.
Yeah, because it was the pilot was shot, and then after they got greenlit, then they started shooting. You'll notice significantly from episode one to episode two, and it's probably what she was probably insecure about it for a long time. Realized she was going to be on this show on HBO. It got picked up, and she's like, I want to go through with this now. It's probably something, a decision that she wanted to do for a very long time.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh, if you look at a lot of the movies from the 90s and the actors and now, there's a lot of
changes.
Yeah, like even she has been gorgeous in all phases and is probably... Sandra Bullock. Halle Berry. Halle Berry in Boomerang and Halle Berry in anything now, there's a lot of changes. She's been a 10 out of 10 in every phase, right? But I think a lot of people did.
That's the thing, is a lot of, it's the dangerous thing about getting work done in general. I have this conversation.
Because once you start.
It's like an addiction.
Yeah.
And the problem is that when you do it too much, everybody starts to get that same cat face.
All in LA. I'm like, so many women look the same. And I'm like, is this what we think is?
It's like their business card at one point, because it's like, oh, you know, because they all have the same face.
Yeah, it's like,
and the lips. But Nicole Kidman was starting to get that, and someone must have told her, cut it out, because now she's starting to, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And she just, but there's a matter of too much of it, and it's like, I get it. And like you said earlier, dudes are different. Dude, when with aging, it's
different.
It's a different thing, and I can't.
And like we pick up like a dude with gray hair, you're like, kind of sexy. It's just interpreted different for a woman.
It is
everything about aging.
Yeah, and I can say simple, like I say this to my wife, I'm just like, it's easier for me to say because I'm not in the position, but I'm just like, just age. Just to me, it's more attractive, and this is me. Maybe not everyone else, but to me, it's more attractive when a woman just is. Like herself, like when she just, like Helen Mirren, right?
Yeah.
Helen Mirren is a beautiful woman. I don't know if she's ever gotten work done. If she does, it's...
She's kept it natural.
She's kept
it
natural. Like,
I agree.
And I think things like that, it's just, you know, like Lisa Kudrow to me, when you looked at the Friends reunion, like, and this isn't, by the way, by no means we're doing like, there's no shaming. I just, it's a matter of like, it's noticeable, right? Like Courtney Cox, very noticeable. Right, Jennifer Aniston starting to get noticeable. Lisa Kudrow just looks like, to me, she's like the oldest out of all of them, and to me, she looked like she just like naturally
looked great.
She looked naturally.
I know it's so it's not a knock to the women.
No, everyone, I just don't understand.
It's just I think we've convinced ourselves that it's better to do that than to age, even though it's not
right. And nope. I think that it's
because men don't do it and they look good.
But it is very different for women though also too, especially in this business, because it's like there's only so much shelf life for men and women in regards to certain roles and certain things before you start to age out of certain roles into the mom role or the dad role or certain other things or being on camera. Like if I was to go back from what I'm doing normally, like I'm able to be on camera and do things because I run my thing, right? Like from when I was on Fandango doing stuff, I was like, you know, it's in my mid-30s. I wouldn't be, if I went out to try to do those jobs now, I wouldn't get those types of jobs now because I'm older. I'm like, and I know that, but it's hard to accept, you know, especially when you've been doing it for so long. You look at someone like Bonnie, Bonnie Somerville, who is a very attractive woman and is still like still getting all these roles too. But like, it's like she has to, as an actress, shift into where she was getting the where the Ross's girlfriends and things of that nature. But once you start going to a certain place, it's like, okay, now you get it's the mom roles or the things like you. That's hard for anyone to accept, but that's part of the business. And I think, and I like Bonnie's another example. Bonnie looks great.
Amazing.
Great. And I think that, you know, it's so tough because you're not in people's heads. You don't know the way that it works in general, like the jobs that you're getting. So, yeah, it's
men are starting to do it too. I would argue A-Rod had more work than
J-Lo.
Maybe
so. Maybe so. J-Lo, God, she is.
I was going to say, other than J-Lo, J-Lo can play whatever role she wants.
She is not ugly.
that is a fact.
Man, I remember when she working at Warner Brothers, she came in one time and everybody's just like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Well,
everyone.
Yeah, she smelled so good. I've said this story many times. My wife, to the point where my wife's like, I get it. She smells good. Like, I was, and I might have told this story a billion times on Schmoes Know also, but I was working on The Invasion, which is a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And I remember standing, I mean, exactly where I was outside of this house, and this smell comes over me, almost brought me to my knees in a good way. And I was like, what is this heavenly-like smell?
No.
I turned to my right, standing directly next to me is Nicole Kidman. And I was just, and she's like, hello, I'm Nicole. And I'm like, I fucking know who you are. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And talking to her for very, very briefly, and just thinking to myself, that is the best smelling woman that has ever graced my presence. Like, it was incredible.
Wow.
It was like that moment of scent of a woman.
That reminds me of this one Uber ride I was in, this like old dude. You know how they like want to impart wisdom on you?
Yeah.
When he's like, you really want to get a guy? You got to get all five senses. And he's like, taste. You need to taste good. Smell, you gotta smell good. When you go into a room, take up the entire smell, and you just start going
Yoda,
through
it
all. It? Yeah, that's what J-Lo did, I think.
J-Lo got everything. J-Lo checked off all the boxes.
Yeah, she really does.
She really
does. Smelling good, though, is important.
It's big. Yeah, it's mean.
It's really big. Like when
my wife today, when I was, she woke up this morning, and I was just like, oh, my God. She's like, what? You smell wonderful. And she's just, why? Well, shampoo or something. But it's like, I'm very, for me, it's very important.
Scent oriented.
Yeah. Very much
so. It makes
a
lot of sense.
Yeah.
Sense.
There you go. Look at you. You put it all together just like that. You figured
this
it all
mind.
Out. It is. It's brilliant. One. What, have you been watching anything worth a damn?
Dave. I started it, and then Rick and Morty season two. Dave is, it's kind of having, do you watch Atlanta?
No.
Okay, Atlanta's an excellent show, but the first season was so fucking funny. I'll rewatch episodes. Like, there's this whiteface episode that I just think is, it like brings me to tears every time. Second season, it was called Robbing Season, so that was the whole thing, was everyone was getting fucked over, so it was a darker season. That's kind of how this Dave feels. First season was so funny. This season's just
dark.
Out the get darker.
I gotta, so you know, my buddy Andrew's in that show.
He has a major role. Does in the first episode.
He's really, which makes sense now because he's blown up in general because he was he's always been in a lot of different shows, but since he's been on Joe Rogan's show and he's got his own show with Bobby Lee, Bad Friends, and he's been blowing up, so it makes sense why wouldn't you utilize him more, because he's got a big fan base. And he should. He's a phenomenal actor, and he's really funny.
Good.
But I want to get him. His stupid ass want to get him in here.
No, we could talk about the show.
Love
too.
I'd love to get him in here. I'll text him when the show's over. And I'll see. So Dave is something I gotta watch. I have to watch more of that. I watched the first episode. I still haven't watched Ted Lasso. I gotta watch Ted Lasso.
Oh, you gotta. Is that something Sadie would be into?
Tried it. Bailed.
No.
Tried it and bailed.
I think it takes some time.
I think that for me, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, like, what I realized, what I taught myself recently is that I can get shows watched if I, depending on the time that I do it, right? Like, I watched an episode of Sopranos last night, right? And I watched Heat. Heat's like almost a 3-hour film. It's 2:40. It goes. And if you need, and you can be honest, like, when you watch it and you come back and you're like, I had to turn it off.
Okay, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, then you turn it off. Yeah, because we did that deep dive for Wolf of Wall Street which was great. We're going to do other deep dives. The other thing I didn't mention on Sith Council, if you've been looking for Sith Council, it's on the new channel. It's on the STN channel. We just did our first one. Bad Batch has like 6 episodes left. So I think that I was going to mention this to you and Mike on the show, but I forgot. What I'd like to do in the interim, because we're not going to have a new show until like Boba Fett, I know that they'll have like droids or whatever else is coming out, you know, the anime show, but the next big show is Boba Fett. I want to do rewatches of the movies. So like we'll do like the Phantom Menace episode, Clone Wars episode, like all what, how many are there total? 11 movies. Right?
Yes.
11 movies total. So, Clone Wars, you just include the Clone Wars and Rebels. But we do like a full rewatch of all of them and just like deep dive like the full movie for like the full episode and do that. I think that'll be cool too.
Yeah, definitely. We should do that. I was just thinking about how I want to rewatch them.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Especially because we're pulling from the Empire Day so much moving forward with all the shows dropping.
What would you do? If, and maybe this has been a thing for you, so you start dating a dude and doesn't give a shit about Star Wars. Does it really matter? Because obviously it doesn't matter for me because my wife doesn't give a shit.
All of the guys I'm like talking to now.
So you say you're not dating right now? Or you just not want to get serious?
Yeah, just not serious. Yeah. So we can go over the roster soon.
How do you find the dating apps?
I have really good luck with meeting people in random places.
Well, you said you don't have very good luck.
Awful luck with the caliber of man.
So you don't have good luck then?
Yeah, but good and okay. So they're doing well. This is a problem. Everyone has their expiration. They were good for what they were good for. Some of them are hitting their expiration. Where I'm like, you are no longer giving me pause. Like this is no longer positive.
You've gone past the expiration.
Yeah, you're not my boyfriend, so there should be no drama.
I see.
Once there's drama, that's like your boyfriend territory. Oh,
and with drama, like they're trying to like exclusivity.
This shit, okay.
Hit me.
Okay, so this one dude is like randomly called me like 2 weeks ago when we've been messing with each other for a long time and there's like a deep, there's actually like a friendship
there
too.
So when you say how long?
Like over a year.
Over a year. So hooking up for over a year.
Yeah, like almost two in August. Yeah.
Okay, so he's maybe getting a little attached, more attached than...
Yeah, so when we first met, we both got out of really awful relationships. But from the get, very honest, not looking for this at all.
Just rebound
all.
Stuff for both you guys.
Exactly.
Just,
and right. we that
like a workout.
Was cool. Yeah, because it was just fun and like just fun, truly. Then we like went through a break of not really talking together and then started again and then started talking more. Cause usually it was like, we'd hang out once a month to not be attached. Then it started being like once a week, it's quarantine. What the fuck are we going to do?
Of course.
Then he like randomly starts getting on my jock about who I'm dating.
Right.
Am I going on dates? And I'm not going to lie. I was like, I told you that not a lot, you know, I'm not looking for
a boyfriend.
So
he's getting attached.
Yeah. But then, so this is what I do and what I never get from men. I understand. I hear him. He's being a little insecure. He wants words of affirmation and wants me to get on the same page. So I did that for him. I said,
how old is this guy?
35.
Okay.
He should be mature though. You don't think still?
Yes, but it also means that he might want you to be his girlfriend.
But then listen, Christian.
Okay, go ahead.
So then I like appease him in that way. I'm like, you're actually like the only person I like right now. And I was like, do you want me to call you? I'm not going to call you before I go on dates. Like none of this is serious. I'll tell you if I like have sex with someone because of safety and shit.
Right.
So then that happens. And then last week rolls by and he's like, I'll call you back to see if my friend leaves. And like, maybe we can hang out tonight. This is on a Friday night. I'm like, dope. Okay. I'm not doing anything. And he doesn't call. And I just think that's fucking rude. Okay. I don't flip out though. I call him, he doesn't answer, which never happens.
Right. He's probably giving it back to you a little bit.
Okay. So I'm so excited to get your opinion.
Yeah.
So then the next day comes, he calls me and I was like, he's like, I left my phone in an Uber. I believe you, but do I really?
So you care more than you think you do.
I do care. If you fuck with someone for 2 years, you have love for them.
Of course you do.
In a way,
And it's different. No matter how much, and sorry if this offends anybody, but no matter how much, it's different for dudes and women sometimes. Women can have sex with guys and not be attached. But there is something different for women when it comes to sex in general, that there's a different type of attachment mentally than it is for dudes. Like, dudes are fucking animals. It's like,
and then
they walk out the door. There's something more of an intelligent emotional attachment to women.
I agree. I've been so disattached. He always says I'm like a dude in this way because I'm not attached. Like, I show nothing. The reason I started getting a little bit more, like, annoyed that you don't call me back is because you just got on my line about
date. So it's it's more like a ping pong battle.
It just pissed me off. And then I brought up something else too that was like.
To him?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
So, I did something a little creepy.
What'd you do?
Okay, conversationally.
You're at his house hiding in the bushes?
No. Conversationally, I'm curious your opinion on this. Like, all we were having, it was a group of girls, and we're like, one of my girls is dating someone. She's like, I just don't get, like, following random Instagram, like influencers that post, like, you know, lingerie pics and shit all the time. Like, if you have a girlfriend, the boyfriend. And I'm like, I hear you. I think that says a lot about anyone who you follow. If I follow hella guys who are influencers with their shirts off, that says a lot about what I'm looking for and what I like. And even if, like, guys don't want to admit to it, it says something. When you're liking something, you're making a choice. Okay. It's intentional. So
is it, though? Like, so that's a hold your thought.
Okay.
Because that goes back to the fact, like, for example, you and Roxy and, as you said with Mike, you guys post. Yeah, but it's your business also.
Yeah.
You know, so if I'm scrolling through things because I'm doing shows with you guys and I see your pictures, like, okay. And so what does that mean for me? I'm married.
You know me. I'm saying random people.
You're saying people, you don't know me, so don't click my shit?
No,
But don't you want that? Isn't that the point?
No, definitely.
But now if you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I just think if you're not working with me and you have a girlfriend and you don't know me, like, we're not hanging out, we're not friends, why are you liking
But you're a public figure, though. That's the thing. I think it's different. So, like, if there's, like, because you are. You're a public figure. And even if you don't have the, you know, there are people out there. Like, look at for example, like Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of followers, and I'm sure a lot of different people. She's just like 18 years old or something too. So, like, you know, it's like that is something that, like, you know, people will follow no matter what. I don't know. It's
yeah.
Weird.
No, I agree. I think that, like, some pictures are totally harmless and and not even.
Saying that porn stars with their asshole showing.
I'm not, like, I don't know, like, aggressive shit, like some like cam girl type shit.
Right. Well, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's different.
So I look at who he's following.
Okay.
This guy that I'm fucking with.
Yeah.
And I'm not that. I'm just.
You're getting pissed off?
A little bit.
Yeah, you're not dating him. You're not. You guys aren't
exclusive. This guy is telling me he expressed that he didn't want me going on dates anymore.
Okay. Well, then we're getting into a different conversation here. Because you got what the two of you both need to do is you've got to. How this whole conversation between you and I started today. What is the honesty between it? So the question is, do you guys want to be exclusive and date? Because that's the conversation that's coming down here. It's like, if he doesn't want you going on dates and you don't want him following, you know, I'm so old that I was going to reference Jenna Jameson because that's like the porn stars that I know. And it's like, so like you guys need to have a conversation and say, like, I'm asking you, don't think, I'm just going to ask you a question. I want you to answer it. First thing, do you want to date this guy?
No.
Well, then you go.
Okay, but can I tell you why I'm upset? It's not even that I was like, fuck this dude, I'm never talking to him for following girls.
It's an ego thing.
Yeah, that's for sure part of it. Yeah, it's like, if you are talking to me, why do you want to talk? Like,
right.
So, but I get that. I need to check that. So I don't bring that to him. What I do is I'm honest. Every time there's a thought in my head, I'm not going to let it. I don't like passive shit. So I'm not going to let it build and then one day be nasty to him. Sure. I just ask him the question straight up. So I said, okay, two things. I'm a little annoyed.
Yeah.
First, you don't call me back last night. That's fucking rude. Right. You said that your phone's in Uber, whatever. Done. But I'm a little peeved because you just 2 weeks ago got on my jock about going on dates. And I just would like you to make sense of the fact that all you have on Instagram is you're following women, like random women.
Mm-hmm.
That did not blow over well.
I'm sure it didn't. Because you can't. There's no agreement. If you say to me, if you tell me,
calmly,
it doesn't matter calmly. I wouldn't argue with you, but what I would tell you is, in a straight up conversation,
yeah,
Well, first of all, I wouldn't have said to you, I don't like you dating without following up with, because I would like to date you. Like, that's how that should have ended. Clearly it didn't. But with that, if it's like, all right, fine, forget it. You know what? Maybe he leaves and he goes to hell with it. If you then say to me afterwards, where that was an issue in the first place that I even brought that up, that you then say, well, I don't like the fact that you're following so-and-so, I'd say, tough shit. Honestly.
That would have been totally fine. Right. But like, if there was an explanation, I just wanted to make it make sense to me why you are so enamored with me that you don't want this, but right. You spend your time doing this. That's all it's not that I wanted to be like.
And this is why there is an expiration date going in general, because there's only so long you can do it before there is an expectation.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just don't want to be, I think what really bothered me was that I was actually prepared not to like be as like flirty and like all this stuff and like seek out this attention, but you're clearly not doing that. And I don't fuck with that.
Yeah. Because I would just, like, we need, at that point, he cut it loose.
But then, Christian, so it gets worse. He's
sleeping on your couch right now.
No. We haven't. So I answered his questions with calmness. Mm-hmm. He went on the defense.
Oh, so he got really upset.
He got explosive? Ever fought.
Argument.
And he goes, I don't have to explain myself to you.
Which, like, he's not wrong about, but could have explained it a different way.
Totally. Right. I don't have to explain myself to you, Steph. I don't have to explain myself to you either, but I did. I did. And so
you fought like a couple.
Yeah. And then I called him dude, and then he hung up. He hung up on me. So then
you haven't spoke since.
It triggered really something in me, because I have like a PTSD of people hanging up on me. So I called him back twice. Oh,
okay.
And I've never called him twice, like, ever. I don't play that shit because I don't care.
Can I tell you something real quick? I'm so glad at this point that I've been married for as long as I have. I don't have to deal with any of this.
It's so
anymore.
Toxic.
I don't deal with any of this shit anymore.
It's so toxic.
I don't
deal with any of it. So then we haven't talked.
At all. Let it go.
He said, I need to call you back when we're more calm. And I was like, I get that. Yeah. I was like, but don't ever hang up on me. And then he's like, okay, I'll call you back. And then he never called back.
So just let it go.
Yeah.
Talk when it cools over if you feel like you want to.
Yeah.
If not, you let it go. You can't let it, because the whole, he never called me, because you care less about the fact that it's him not calling back as you care as much as it's like there's a precedent.
It's rude.
There's a thing. There's a reason. Let it go.
Okay.
Just let it go.
So that's what you think.
Yeah. I've been through that type of shit. It's just like there's no, it's like.
He's being toxic, here's what's going to happen.
I think he's being toxic? I think the whole situation.
A little toxic.
I think the whole situation is. I think that for you, the best thing that I think that here's. If I'm gonna, here's watch what I'm gonna do here.
Okay, let's get real.
I'm gonna make a prediction to all of you right now. What's gonna happen in this situation? So if Steph follows my advice and does not talk to this guy at all, this guy will text. This guy will, after it all blows over, they will hook up again. It will happen. But the question is, will it happen? As far as like, okay, look, that was so silly that this happened. Blah blah. After that, that should be the last one. Get it out of your systems, both of you. Louis, Joey, Frank, Biff, whatever your name is. If you're listening to this, you aren't. But if you are, that's what you need to do. Get one bang out of your system, the two of you, and then let it go. Move on. Because if there is a friendship between you, you don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like every relationship. When you break up, you usually need one more bang, and then it's done.
So it's funny because I had, thank God my wife never watches any of my shows. So when I was in college. I was dating this girl that I was really. It's only really been three, I think, women in my life that I've really been like, really locked into. My wife, obviously, who was the number one. My ex girlfriend, and then my other ex, which was college. And you just know when you handled a situation like wrong, and like everything that I do, any advice that I give now is all the stuff based off the stuff I did wrong in that relationship, and that was. But because I was a young, stupid me. What I wound up doing is in college, there were these places that there were four people living in a complex. I lived with three dudes. She lived with three girls, other people. I wound up dating all of her roommates afterwards. Two out of the other three. And that's what I wound up
doing. Christian!
I'm just telling you, everything I did wrong back in the thing, I did.
You got out of your system.
But it's similar to what you were saying, is that the one particular roommate was just a close friend of mine, like a really close friend of mine. Like, after I broke up,
after my ex and I broke up, she was there, and there was nothing there. It was just, we were friends, but we spent so much time together talking and hanging out and everything too. It's funny that you say that whole thing with like this jealousy thing, right? Because you're just friends, and we had never hooked up or anything. And this was a fucking weird scene out of a movie, because we went to this bar, and she was hanging out dancing with my friend, who I knew very well, still friends with, but knew the guy was a player. And we had all gone there together, and we were all drinking afterwards, and I said to her, what are you doing? Like, what are you dancing with him for? You know what's going to happen. And she looks at me, she's like, well, you've never made the move. And that was it. That was all she wrote. And I, that was the roommate thing, but that ruined the relationship. Like, we had hooked up a couple times after that too, and thought, got it out of the system for a few times after that, but it was like, that ruined the friendship.
Yeah.
Like, completely ruined it, because there was too much, like, whether it was expectations or this.
Yeah.
So smart guy me, so stay in the other room.
Oh, my God.
And that didn't go over too well.
Christian.
But yes. So this is, but again, this is 21-year-old me.
Yeah. I think the part that makes me most upset is that I feel disrespected.
Yeah.
And then the rest is like, okay. If you want, because I'm not looking for that. I don't give a shit. My feelings, I only are hurt to the extent of thought we were homies. Why would you do that? But then it's like, okay, if you want to be toxic, that's why I'm not calling or texting. I have no need.
No need.
I'm not going to.
No, should you.
So my Apple TV.
Who cares? You can figure it out. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to thank you guys for joining us on Big Things Today. This is the show. I am really enjoying doing the show in general. We talk about a lot of different things that are happening in the world, things that are happening in our worlds, in your worlds. So go ahead and comment. Make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to the podcast feed. Please do that, the Big Thing Podcast. On Wednesday, myself and Brett will be on the show. We'll be doing the Goofball Show, but we'll be Big Thing Presents. We'll talk some other stuff there. And then Ellis and I will be back on Friday. So, yeah, guys, any deep dives, anything you want us to do, comment, anything else you want us to cover, please. We want to hear your suggestions. Like I said, I've been going through all of the comments in YouTube. I've been responding to them. So if you have suggestions about certain things you want to hear about, it doesn't necessarily just have to be about movies, TV, music. It can be other things going on in our worlds and things that you want to hear about. So please go ahead and comment. We will comment to you back. Thank you so much, Steph. Thank you as always. I hope that I gave you some advice that worked out. I hope so. But I wanted to thank all of you, and we appreciate it. And we'll see you on the flip side. Homies.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.